Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Confidence, your daily dose of inner power and calm. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let's be real, sometimes life throws us curveballs that leave us feeling like we just got hit by a runaway bus. We all get angry, frustrated, even downright furious sometimes. It's totally normal. But the key is not letting those feelings control us, right? Today, we're diving deep into strategies for managing anger and frustration. Think of this as your personalized toolkit for staying cool under pressure. Because let's face it, life is way more enjoyable when you don't feel like a ticking time bomb waiting to explode. Ever felt that simmering rage building up inside you? You know the feeling your blood starts pounding, your jaw tightens, and you just want to yell at the nearest inanimate object. Well, guess what? I've been there too. But over time, I've learned some seriously effective ways to navigate those intense emotions. So, whether you're dealing with a traffic jam that would make even Buddha sweat or a coworker who seems to have their own personal annoying button, stick around because we're about to unlock some serious stoic wisdom. Let's kick things off with 5 powerful strategies you can start using right away. First up, conscious breathing. When anger starts creeping in, take a few deep breaths. Seriously, it's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times, and watch as that tension starts to melt away. It's like magic. Next, reframe your thoughts. Anger often stems from distorted thinking. Instead of saying this is the worst day ever, try thinking this is a challenging moment, but I can handle it. Changing your perspective can make all the difference in how you feel. Remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts. Thirdly, take a time out. When things get heated, step away from the situation. Go for a walk, listen to music, or do something that helps you calm down. This gives you space to process your emotions and come back to the situation with a clearer head. It's like hitting pause on a stressful movie scene. You need a break. Number 4. Practice empathy. Try to understand where the other person is coming from. Even if their behavior is frustrating, there might be something going on that you're not aware of. Remember, everyone makes mistakes and has bad days. A little empathy can go a long way in diffusing anger. It's like remembering that sometimes people just need a hug. And lastly, engage in physical activity. Exercise is an amazing stress reliever. It releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. So, whether you go for a run, hit the gym, or do some yoga, get your body moving and watch those negative feelings melt away. Think of it as channeling your inner warrior. Alright, let's paint the picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in rush hour traffic, bumper to bumper, feeling like you're losing precious time. Your mind starts racing with thoughts like, I'm going to be late, this is the worst commute ever, and your blood pressure starts creeping up. Sound familiar? Here's where our strategies come into play. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is temporary, and reframe your thoughts. Okay, I have some time to listen to my favorite podcast. Maybe even turn on some upbeat music to shift your mood. Remember, you are in control of your reactions. Choose calm over chaos and watch how that one decision ripples throughout your day. It's like turning a dimmer switch instead of flipping the lights off, gradual but powerful. So, let's recap those amazing strategies. Conscious breathing, reframing your thoughts, taking time outs, practicing empathy, and engaging in physical activity. These tools are your secret weapons for conquering anger and frustration. Remember, life is going to throw curveballs, but you don't have to let them knock you down. Stay stoic, stay confident, and keep rolling with the punches. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for managing anger and frustration? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who conquer challenges with grace and resilience. Until next time, keep shining brightly.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.